10 minutes after 8 o'clock, Wednesday, November 17, Thanksgiving, 1 week from tomorrow. Let's get to the entertainment report. Dean Richard, sponsored by Walter E. Smith Furniture and Design, and it's a return to Hogwarts, isn't it, Dean?
Thank goodness. It's been 20 years ago yesterday that the first Harry Potter movie came out. That's when they announced that there will be a reunion of the original cast, or at least the three principal cast members, Daniel Radcliffe, Emma Watson, and Rupert Grint, Harry, Hermione, and Ron. Just like the Friends reunion that we had earlier this year, now the Harry Potter reunion will be taking place on HBO Max, also on New Year's Day, January 1st. And there will be conversations with the cast, interviews, making of, storylines, Harry Potter 20th anniversary, Return to Hogwarts on HBO Max, with all of the other Harry Potter movies that are streaming right now, by the way.
Now, let's get to Britney Spears, who's posted a video message. And this is a statement for the fans?
Yeah, this was more than just something on Twitter, a sentence or two. This was an actual 3 or 4 minute video message that she posted up yesterday for the fans. She wanted to address the fans directly and tell them what her life is like now, and to thank them. I have no idea what all that noise is going on in our newsroom right now. Apparently, we have some big Britney Spears fans.
Yeah, either that or they just announced extra vacation time for the WGN Morning News team.
I doubt that happened. That much I can tell you pretty much didn't happen. But this is a part of the message that Britney put up on Instagram yesterday.
Okay, so I'm here today to answer all of your guys' questions. And the first main question that you guys have been asking me is, what am I going to do now that the conservatorship's over with? Very good question. Well, let's see. I've been in the conservatorship for 13 years. It's a really long time to be in a situation you don't want to be in. So I'm just grateful, honestly, for each day and being able to have the keys to my car and being able to be independent and feel like a woman, and owning an ATM card, seeing cash for the first time, being able to buy candles. It's the little things for us women, but it makes a huge difference. But anyways, with that said, let's move forward. God bless you all. We're going to have a good year, good Christmas, and rock on.
Yeah, man, rock on.
There you go.
She thanked the Free Britney movement for kind of spreading the awareness and getting this whole situation going about getting rid of the conservatorship. She said it may have saved her life. She also said, before I go on Oprah, I'm going to post this message. That was really just a kind of a bait for Oprah. Nothing has been confirmed yet, but I think she's trying to get into Oprah's Rose Garden, like we saw.
The tea house.
Yeah, the tea house with where Adele was, and the royal couple, and all that stuff. Nothing has been confirmed on that front yet.
Morgan Wallen is back on tour. Is he talking about this controversy now?
Not so much. He's really kind of, moving forward instead of backwards. This is the country music superstar, really, who was caught on a neighbor's surveillance video shouting out the N-word, and that got him knocked off of radio stations, and his record label suspended him from the contract, and also the tour that he was supposed to go on, concert tour, was canceled, at least postponed anyway, because now it has been revitalized after going on a big apology tour and donating money to causes that he thought would be helpful to him. He did announce that he'll be going on tour beginning next February, February 22nd, in Evansville, Indiana. And that's almost as close as it's going to get to Chicago. There are no Chicago dates in here. Green Bay, Wisconsin is in here. That's not near us, but, kind of in the area. If you're a fan, most of it is in the South and in the West, but the concert tour is back on if you're a Morgan Wallen fan.
We'll get to Chris Tucker, Spider-Man, and more with Dean coming up, sponsored by Walter E. Smith Furniture and Design. 8:20, Dean, what can you tell us about the new Spider-Man movie?
Well, I could tell you there's a brand new trailer that's out. that is pretty exciting. It gives us a little more information about the villains in the new movie that will be coming out next month. We get a little bit more of a peek at what the plot line's going to be. The movie is called Spider-Man. Wait a minute. I'll give you the full title in a second here. Once again, the computer.
No Way Home, is that it?
That's correct. Spider-Man No Way Home is the name of it. And it opens December the 17th. It's going to be exclusively in theaters. And if you want to take a look at the trailer, it's on YouTube. It's on our websites. You can check it all out.
What happened with Chris Tucker, the comedian? Did he just not pay his taxes?
There have been a variety of legal issues with Chris Tucker over the years. The IRS slapped him with a big lawsuit yesterday, claiming that he owes $9.6 million. So they say that that now allows them to start seizing his bank accounts and other assets. Some of the past due taxes go back to the year 2002 through the years. So, you know, well, they say that returns were and were not filed, were filed late. Just the whole thing is a mess, and that his tax debt was quite high. So I would expect that we're going to see a little more movement and action on that front, very much like we did with Wesley Snipes several years ago.
I know on Friday you tell us what to watch over the weekend, things to do, but I'd like to get in something right away here, even though it's just Wednesday. What to avoid this weekend? Squid Games. Forget it. I got sucked into it, and I thought, oh, okay, well, Not that bad.
Harmless, and then, is what you thought, Eric.
Yeah, and then it got worse, and it got more violent and more convoluted. And now, after watching 9 episodes, completing season 1, if there is a season 2, and they probably will because it's so popular, I will not watch, and I highly recommend that you not watch either.
I'm with you.
It's a waste of time.
1,000% with you on that. I started to watch it and then got that. You know that feeling that Jimmy Stewart had when he shook Mr. Potter's hand in It's a Wonderful Life, and he looked like just he got dirty all of a sudden when he touched him?
Yeah.
That's how I felt starting to watch Squid Games. And it's like, I am not going to waste any more time. I got maybe 15, 20 minutes in. I know I should be a little more objective, but there's too much other stuff to watch.
Well, I got embroiled
into something so bad. You gave it more of a chance than I did.
I got fooled because after the first couple episodes, I thought, okay, the violence is sort of over the top, cartoon like. It's not really bothering me, and I get the couple of levels of a story here, but the story just went nowhere, and then the violence got worse. And I want 9 hours of my life back.
Yeah, I don't blame you. If that's the case, then you'll be interested to know that season 2 of Tiger King just started streaming this week. I got the same feeling when I started to watch that back at the beginning of the pandemic when everybody was watching that. We have all kinds of things that are debuting on home video and streaming this week, including Lin-Manuel Miranda's directorial debut, the rock musical Tick, Tick, Boom, that stars Andrew Garfield as the Rent composer Jonathan Larson. It's really good. It'll start streaming on Friday. We have a time-traveling animated feature on Netflix that is called Extinct that will start streaming this week. We have, what else do we have on Netflix? A live-action version of the popular anime series Cowboy Bebop that will start streaming on Friday. Also, on Saturday, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony is going to be on. You'll be able to watch that on HBO Max. The Adele concert and Oprah interview that was on CBS this past Sunday is currently streaming on Paramount Plus. So there's a lot that is streaming right now.
And, of course, must-viewing, Dean Cooking on WGN-TV a little later this morning. And is this going to be a Thanksgiving dish?
It is. It's going to be several Thanksgiving side dishes. Super easy, almost stuff that you could prepare in advance. Because, you know, cooking on Thursday, Thanksgiving Day, is, you know, such a chore. I've got this fantastic Brussels sprout and bacon dish that's so easy to use, that's so easy to make. I use an air fryer with it now because it comes out crispy and delicious. I've got a butternut squash and rosemary dish that is fantastic. Maybe if I feed those people who are talking so loudly in the newsroom, maybe they'll shut up.
Oh, yeah. That'll do it.
You know, it's amazing that this newsroom, you could hear a pin drop in this newsroom all morning until about 8:10 every morning.
Until the bowling starts.
Until I start talking on this microphone, and then suddenly it's a flea market in this place, and I don't exactly understand why. But anyway, yes, I'm going to be cooking at about 9:35 this morning. You know, come for the recipes, stay for the potential of injury.
Mm-hmm.
There's cutting potential today. There's burning potential today. There's multi levels that I could hurt myself today.
We'll be watching, and don't worry about the noise there. Like we used to say back in the day at Channel 2, it's not pretty, but it's real.
Yes.
Shut up. Talk to you tomorrow.
Thank you.